coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies out there. Water cooler buzz along the overnight highway. Boy, we're going to create some buzz here on this show in this hour. A couple of things are happening, some silly but worth mentioning, and others a little bit more serious, including this one. Here's what it sounded like today in Washington with the final tally in the Senate on the budget. Hey, listen.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 19. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for passage, the bill is passed.
The bill is passed. So for those of you who are saying, what are you talking about? I thought they already got this taken care of. Well, they actually had to fund it. So the bill has been funded. Yeah. But here's what you might not realize. So Congress kicks it up to Obama for his John Hancock, and it cuts a record, what, $38 billion from federal spending, easy for me to say. And this is, what, bipartisan cooperation. This is a compromise between the White House and the GOP. But what you might not realize about the budget deal, it'll only cut spending by $352 million. So that's less than this year. That's less than 1/100th of what the Republicans and the Democrats claimed. You know that thing about reading the fine print? Yeah, sometimes you really got to read the fine print. There's a reason for that. Disappointed? Feel like you got hoodwinked? Don't worry about it. There's the debt ceiling to tackle. And now we're talking about $14 trillion. Picture that number. There's no confusion there. From millions to billions to trillions. And the drop-dead date on that, I think, is May 16th. Catastrophe. The collapse of the dollar. That's the kind of things we're hearing if the debt ceiling isn't raised. And there is a chance the vote might not go that way. Tim Geithner, I heard, is just hysterical trying to convince anyone and everyone that they cannot close their eyes and not vote to raise the debt ceiling. Otherwise, our battleship is sunk in a financial sense anyway. This is the part here at the top that I think we all have to be worried about. We have a stake besides, of course, what's going on in Washington with your money and my money and the future of our kids and grandkids. A lot of us fly. If you fly at all, what's been happening with these air traffic controllers is, I think, very scary. Scary in a couple of different levels. Scary because at Reagan National, in flying in there, I mean, that's in the heart of our capital. You have two major jets a couple of weeks ago that have to land themselves because they can't get the air traffic controller. Then you have a similar thing happen in Reno, a much smaller airport, but somebody in an air ambulance, Piper, has to land themselves basically with the help of a regional air traffic controller, just like they did it at Reagan, the same kind of thing. Of course, there you're talking about jets. Here you're talking about an air ambulance. Doesn't matter. Easily they could have been crashes. The FAA, one of the chiefs of the FAA, decides to quit in the middle of all this controversy. Probably couldn't stand all the arguing and finger-pointing and the blame game, because that's usually what happens. Somebody becomes the fall guy. Now they're going to add two people in the towers in the overnight hours, and it means 26, 27 jobs that you're talking about. Some of them in small places and some of them in big places like Washington, D.C. You know, we worry so much and we're patting down six-year-olds at the airports, the TSA. That story about the little girl that was, and they videotaped it, the family did, because they were so horrified about just their daughter getting the whole full pat down inside her jeans and the whole thing. So while that's happening to make sure a six-year-old isn't a terrorist or just following the regulations, you have this nonsense with the air traffic controllers, and you think, could we be more wide open in a terroristically than having the possibility that planes could just fly in and land? This has now happened twice in a very short span of time. Very short span of time. So the concern is over the crashes, but also, if we're so worried about terrorists getting through just to get on commercial planes, should be worried about them flying the planes and flying them into who knows where, what airport, or what kind of damage they could certainly do there, or flying in just to get in. I don't know. But it means the airways certainly are not very protected when you have this happening with the air traffic controllers. And then the air traffic controllers are saying, well, you got to take naps. Somebody said today, you have to take a nap. I don't know. If you were paid $166,000, could you make it through your shift? And I know an air traffic controller, and he's probably going to kill me for saying this. I'm surprised he hasn't already blown up the phone line. But and he wouldn't take a nap. He pumps himself full of coffee, and he gets his rest. But I think I would find a way to keep my eyes open. Unless I had some kind of sleeping disorder, then I don't think I would be on that job. So they've got overnight positions at 26, maybe 27 airports, and also a radar facility that has had just one controller. I guess that's your 27th. Why this wasn't done before, if there were the possibilities of these problems, I guess you have to think, geez, what if somebody has to leave and go to the bathroom? I'm on an 8-hour shift. I'm drinking coffee. I'll just hold it in because it's really quiet. Because, I mean, you know, the argument will be, or the argument would be, well, you don't really have a lot of people flying in those hours or flying out. But that's the deal. Because you don't, and because you're talking about different conditions, flight conditions, at night, I guess it would be that much more important, as it was explained to me, because initially I was like, well, why? What's the big deal? Why do you have to have two people in some of the small areas? Not Washington, that was a huge blunder. But why do you have to have two people in Reno? And as it was explained to me now, it makes sense, because of the people sometimes who go out in the middle of the night, too. The flight that was landing was an air ambulance, and that was 2 in the morning. As that happened, and nobody was answering for 16 minutes. 16 minutes. What could happen in that amount of time? It is very lucky that none of these planes crashed. So back to my point, as somebody who flies and as somebody who sees the nonsense that sometimes happens, the gymnastics that happens at the airports with people who... I know the answer is always, well, that's the regulations. You have to follow the regulations, and that's the way it is because this is the guidelines and the edict that we've been given. But the thing with the 6-year-old girl is just ridiculous. And I've seen, you know, no joke, I've seen some elderly people who have walkers and can barely get through in the first place get the same kind of treatment. And they have hip replacements or things that go off. There's got to be a better way than that. But the air traffic controllers, I'm changing my mind. We need 2 in the overnight hours. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Positive to come out of this Japan. I got a daily salute here coming up in just a few seconds on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, let me just say a few more quick things on the FAA and the overnight hours and pushing 10 and what happens with air traffic controllers. I said I have a buddy who's an air traffic controller, and I've been in the tower, Towers of two pretty busy airports, one doing a story and one with just a friend touring, the friend who's an air traffic controller. I think it's a good idea to have a backup person on duty. I mean, it's obvious we've had these accidents or near accidents. And when we're talking about putting people back to work, well, here you go. Here's your chance at some stimulus. They can make a pretty big chunk of change, by the way, by being on these third shifts. But I think the most ridiculous thing that I heard when the Senate reacted, when they reacted on the Hill to what happened, was Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senator Jay Rockefeller both saying that the FAA has to stop controllers from sleeping on the job. You must stop them from sleeping on the job. Or do they do that? How do they do that? Do they have, like, a robotic hand that slaps them on the back of the head? Yo, you're sleeping. Wakes them up. Shakes their body if they fall asleep. I mean, listen, have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Have you, America, have any of you, think about it, have you ever fallen asleep? I bet you have some good stories. In fact, tell me your stories. Were you driving a truck, you started to fall asleep? And you pulled over the truck stop and you were doing the head nod thing. Did you fall asleep on an assembly line? Did you go back to your desk and just shut your eyes? Did you pull a Joe Biden? Joe Biden, the wingman for the prez, the other day, he unveils what he thinks needs to happen in the future with the budget, how we can slash the deficit by $4 trillion in 12 years. And Joe Biden is practically snoring with a front row seat in the audience at George Washington University. I'll tell you my quick story. I worked briefly at a place called K-Bear. I had that rock and roll voice. Time for another hit from Metallica's latest, Sandman, or whatever I said. I can't do the DJ thing right now, but I filled in for somebody on the late hour, and I fell asleep. I put my head down. I was exhausted from something, who knows what. I am the juggler. I was probably juggling something else, so I put my head down, and they have decks. So I'm not that old where I was doing the slip cue thing with the record, but they have decks, you know, little decks where you have CDs, and they're called Denon decks. And I let it roll, let it rip, put my head down. It's a pretty long song, and didn't wake up until the phone kept ringing, 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 ringing. Had a friend who was, and this was in San Luis Obispo, California, had a friend who was a morning anchor. Flipped it on and heard that it was dead air, called me, woke me up, and pulled me out of that. I was out for at least 10 minutes. So anybody who knows what that feels like, yeah, 10 minutes of dead air. Never, ever happened to me before, ever, any time that I was doing any kind of DJing or anything with radio or any of that kind of stuff where I was, you know, in that spot. Where you can, and you can easily do that. And I know some other people. I know somebody that fell asleep one time on a Zamboni. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. I bet he has never fallen asleep on the job.
Are you kidding me? Take that every night. I'm an absolute dog.
You're like a sleepy driver?
There's only about 10 people on the road out here, you know? So, no, I'm just kidding, Kate. I don't know, I was thinking hard. I remember, actually falling asleep and waking up. I always slept one time when I was in the Air Force. And in the morning, you know, all of a sudden my supervisor showed up and knocked on my door. He said, Reverend White, you planning to come to work today? And I said, oh, yes, sir, I can't believe this. He's like, as I walked out my door, he looked at me and said, this is not going to happen again, right? I said, oh, no, sir.
So he cut you some slack. That was good.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it ever happened again, you know, we have another guy that had a history of it. Kept getting in trouble, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kate, I don't know. I can't think where I've actually... I've been tired driving, you know. But, you know, if, you know, I pull over and, you know, you'd be amazed just what 10, 15 minutes will do to rest your eyes, you know, just rest your eyes for 10, 15 minutes, and, you know, and you'll be back on the road and be okay, but, anyway, though, so much to talk about, I guess. You know, it was so funny, you were just talking, by the way, I actually dated a girl named Jolene, so, you know, every time you play that song, it just makes me laugh, so.
I like that song, yeah. It's different.
Yeah, it was back when it was actually back when I was in the Air Force. And she ended up marrying a kind of an odd looking dude. He's a nice guy though, you know, and had 8 kids. So
I guess it works.
So, yeah, well, you know, some of our good Mormons they get carried away when it comes to having kids. You know, so, 4 isn't enough. 4 would have been the most. I 4 is a lot. You know,
4 is a lot.
Like, yeah, I'm like, gee, 8 kids. So, but anyway. I have noticed with some of these large families, though, that the kids actually start taking care of themselves a lot of times, you know. And of course, a lot of times they're beating the living snot out of each other, too, but, you know. So, anyway, though, it was interesting you brought up Biden sleeping and the previous comment about how Harry Reid and Rockefeller are both telling FAA, hey, these guys got to fall asleep. You got to keep them from sleeping. And I said, isn't that what you guys do every day through your job? Sleepwalk, right?
Hey, some of them fall asleep on camera when they're in the middle of votes.
Yeah, you know, and you watched C-SPAN before. You know what I'm talking about. You know, those guys have been sitting there like, you know, hey, hello, wake up. You're supposed to be working. We're not paying you $200,000 a year or something like that, you know. But anyway, though, sorry, Kate, last night, I never like to rip on your other callers when they call. And I guess I must have misunderstood this, the guy down in Texas, you know. I'm just one that being honest, you know, and if somebody's nice enough to loan you credit to buy something, you know, you got to show some integrity and pay it back and do the best you can. You know, I don't like working 65 hours a week right now, you know, but I bought a lot of things, and I enjoy those things, and I want to keep those things, and I got to work extra hours to be able to keep them.
Yeah.
You know, and
But here's the thing. But here's the thing, Don. The point I think that he was trying to make, it was David in Texas, and that a lot of us have said, it's like, you know what? Hey, you're bailing out these bankers, these fat cats. I mean, why are they getting bailed out? Every time we turn around, somebody who really has a pile of money is getting bailed out. They're getting bailed out. Like, what if you got into trouble and you work your rear end off, but you couldn't help it? Something happened with a company, whatever. Should you get a grace period? But Don's a good guy. His whole life, look at his record. He does this, he did that. He's volunteered his time. He was a missionary. He did a mission. He did this, he did that. You know, but you're not getting credit for that. But if you're a rich, fat cat banker on Wall Street and they decide you need to bail out your company, whoo, you made a mistake, well, that's okay because we're going to bail you out.
And I agree with you, Kate, in the sense that, you know, it's sad to see these rich fat cats get bailed out, but unfortunately their companies employ thousands and thousands of people, you know, and those people aren't getting bailed out.
Right.
And, you know, that was the whole thing with AIG when they bailed them out, was that there was, I think they had like well over 1.2 million people worldwide working for that company, you know. And all these people could be, you know, all of a sudden. And I think there was a lot of fear with it. You know, the one thing Obama was scared mostly about when he became president is that he couldn't afford to have the unemployment rate keep going higher and higher and higher. You know, he couldn't have it go from, I think it was at about, what, 8% when he became president?
Yes.
And if it had gone up to 12, 15, to 20%, and I guess it is in some states, you know, it's not higher. But if the average had gone up to 15, 16%, people would be like, you're not doing nothing, you know, to help this, you know, the job market, et cetera. But in whatever he's done, he has kept it, you know, got to give him credit, he has kept it just a little bit above where it was when he inherited it, you know. And, yeah, maybe he borrowed a ton of money to be able to do that. But, boy, I'll tell you, Kate, I'd hate to be one of those people that, you know, all of a sudden you're in a job you think you're going to be in for 30 years and you know, and then all of a sudden they come in and say, oh, we don't need you anymore, school teacher, you know.
Listen, Don, that's happening to a lot of people. You be safe. Coming up, I promise, I'm going to go to the Daily Salute, and then we're going to talk to David and any of you. 800-259-5791. Light them up.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
We can almost stuff this one into that feature, but I wanted to separate it. We do a thing called the Daily Salute. We're really bringing that back. We need some good news, right? Because we're all venting and our hair's on fire and we're sick of the politics of the day as usual that affect us and all of our backyards. Because trust me, you care about what's happening in Washington, whether you're in Cocoa Beach or Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Austin, Texas, Ottumwa, Iowa, it doesn't matter. It's we the people, baby. We the people. And it's our government, our money, our taxes, the whole thing. I mean, we know this. I'm treading over ground that we cover way too much, right? I watch C-Snore, and I just can't take it anymore. So we're bringing back Daily Salute. That's the point of telling you all of that. And this one's a decent one, although I think they should get more money. But at least they're getting something. Japan realizes what now has happened to these people as a result of Fukushima, the nuclear power plant. So the government ordered, this just happened a while ago, the government ordered the plant that's leaking radiation and doing who knows what damage to the people that are around the area that are told, oh, don't worry. If you are 12 miles outside of the plant, you'll be fine. Yeah, right. So they're going to pay them $12,000 to evacuate from anywhere in that zone. And you're talking about tens of thousands of people that can't go to their houses near the plant. I mean, they don't have their possessions, anything. Think about that. Put yourself, close your eyes for a second and put yourself in that position. We're rolling along, watching bad TV, doing our thing, chasing our kids around, going to Mickey D's. All of a sudden, oh, everything changes. life can turn on a dime, but their lives really were turned upside down. So the plant lied to them. Tokyo Electric Power Company basically lied to them. And now the people have nothing. They don't even know. I mean, they won't ever be able to go home, some of them, because they're forced to evacuate. So they're going to get 1 million yen specifically. That's about $12,000. And that's for families. If it's a solo person, they're getting 750,000 yen. That's $9,000. And it's a lot of people because there's about 150 evacuation centers. And who knows where the other people are. So you're talking about 50,000 households or so that are in that 19 miles of the Fukushima plant, within 19 miles of it. They're the people who will get the payments. I could think about the 19 miles that you might extend that. But anyway, I say that is the daily salute because at least they're getting something. They were getting screwed beyond belief, getting nothing, not one flat dime out of these people. And it was outrageous the way they were just left. They were just dumped on. And of course, the country is struggling to try to put it all back together. You know, 140,000 people living in shelters, losing their homes, and then they've got to evacuate because of radiation, and then there was some concern that originally they weren't supposed to evacuate. You know that whole story. But anyway, I'm going to say that's the daily salute. They're getting something. They'll get some money. At least it will help them so that they can move on to somewhere else and have money for food and clothes and that kind of thing. I don't know if it's, yeah. It should have been done before this, but at least they're doing it. At least that's happening. And they're going to push for more. It's not over with. They're going to push for more money. And that really, I mean, Tokyo Electric, they're getting criticized on all ends, and they should be. I mean, they really should be. And they finally are. And the government hasn't done much of a good job either in handling this disaster. But now people are pressing. Faster action, get them in there, get the money, all that kind of stuff. So that's good. At least that's happening. David in Texas, you have the floor, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Madam President.
Hello.
You're making me famous, you know that? I appreciate that.
There you go.
But at least you can say I talk common sense. The FAA should have gotten the supervisors, not the employees, because the supervisors are the ones that say, hey, can you work this? Hey, can you work this? And as far as the truck drivers and the bus drivers, I've been in both of those businesses. I used to drive a bus. I now drive a truck locally. And I have driven over the road, and I will tell you right now that they need to, instead of fining the trucker, they need to start fining the companies, because the companies, they have all this money and they want to make more money, and they pressure the drivers, and I've seen it done, and I've actually had it done to me, where they pressure the drivers, hey, you need to do this, and you're like, look, I just drove 10 hours, I haven't had any sleep, you expect me to, after 4 or 5 hours, you send me, and you ought to check into this. They've got Qualcomms now in there that buzz the drivers at 8 o'clock in the morning. Say they get there 2 o'clock in the morning. They buzz the drivers at 8 o'clock in the morning, give them the next load, and tell them, you need to go take this.
Mm.
And they haven't had enough rest.
Yeah, they're exhausted.
And they'll go, if you'll do this for me, I'll cover you later. And then whenever it comes to covering the driver later, they're nowhere to be found. So I really think that they need to get on the companies, as far as these drivers are concerned, because, you know, it's the companies that are doing it. And the companies are doing it because they know that the drivers aren't going to back down on making that extra money. They don't, you know, they're out there to make money.
Sure, and sure. They need money, and they're going to do it. You're right. You're not going to turn down the shift. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to turn down the shift. You're not going to turn down that load because you need the money.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, you got, we try to, the drivers out there are trying to make a living to not only pay their bills, they're, and most drivers are supporting two households. They're supporting themselves. They've got wife and children, although I haven't done that, but I don't have wife and child to support. But, you know, they're out there supporting two households themselves while they're out there on the road, plus their families at home. They're not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll back up their logbook to make it look good. Of course, they're trying to get – that DOT is trying to make it harder and harder for us now, too. They're making these e-logs where they can plug into the truck and see exactly what that truck's done.
Ooh.
And busted. Guess who gets it? It's the driver.
Really?
It's the driver that takes the fall, not the company. Now, if there's something wrong with the rig and the driver has written it up, they'll fine the company over it. But most of the time, the company will turn right around and charge the driver for it.
So they have an e-log. They can plug into that and see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's tough. That's tough on the drivers. It's like a police state when it comes to being a truck driver.
Truck driver, and it's going to happen to the bus drivers too. They've got it on some of the buses now too. And it doesn't matter what you know. And as far as these companies that are bus drivers, the reason why I'm not at the company I am or that I was at driving a bus is because they're like, you're supposed to drive them where they want to go, your customers, and if they want to get, if you haven't had enough sleep. Because you have to, you know, after you unload all of them, you've got to post-trip the bus, plus you got to get yourself into your room and feed yourself and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to get up the next morning, bright and early in the morning. You hadn't had that much sleep. And your company calls you because they're wondering, the customer's wondering where the heck you are because they wanted to do this. And your boss is down your throat going, get your butt up. You need to go do this. And you're like, excuse me, I haven't had enough sleep.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. And then if there's an accident, God forbid, there you go with fatigue.
It's all
going
to be on the driver,
right,
whether it's a truck driver or a bus driver. And the same thing with these pilots, too. You know, I mean, they were getting real bad on the pilots.
Oh, yeah.
On the alcohol. Now they're doing it on the hours, too, on them.
Yeah.
I saw it on the news today. I mean, what's up with this?
Yeah, and Obama,
you know what? The song that he hates the most right now is Another One Bites the Dust because he is so afraid because of all of the people that don't like the fact that he said he was going to do this, and he hasn't. He's actually gone the opposite direction of what he promised. He was going to try and make it better for the country. I don't know if you saw the live feed that he did about all the BS,
yes,
where he's trying to make it better for everybody.
Yeah.
He's making it worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So his theme song now that he's afraid of hearing is Another One Bites the Dust. My Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, except for that he, you know what he's doing? He's combating that by $1 billion to try to make all the magic work again. Change you can count in part, change you can't count on part two. David, thanks. Take care, buddy. How about that with the drivers and the logs, the way they can... It makes sense with technology, how they're able to check on them. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check in on your mail. Yeah, we're going to go to the mailbag. Jack asking about the NFL, among other things. Hang with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the
so what's
prize.
On tap this weekend, America? Have any exciting plans? Gonna go catch a movie? Dig up some weeds in the yard? Ugh, I hate weeds. I never realized that weeds have so many different names. Go to your computer, Google just the word weeds, and you'll see the different varieties that come up. The there was a weed that I was pulling out today. I'm not a gardener. I don't even like it, except for I don't want to have a bunch of weeds all over the place. So I reluctantly go out and just swoop down and try to pick up a few in between watching Sea Snore and all the other things I'm doing. And there was some kind of weed called the nettlewood or nettle something, and it's prickly. It's like a prickly weed, and it's indigenous to Texas, and if you touch it or rub up against it, you feel a scratchy, horrible sensation, I guess, for a couple of hours. I didn't know that weeds could attack. I know they can attack your lawns and gardens and everything, but I didn't know they attack you. What am I, in the Amazon? That's crazy. So, anybody want to do any weeding? Maybe you're doing that this weekend. Hopefully not. Hopefully you're kicking back. You're watching some NBA playoffs or dropping a fishing line somewhere or just chillaxing and getting away from all of the different modes of technology that we have, like the iPhones, the computers, the different things that you're probably hooked up to. Without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
The mail is here!
Woo! Thank you very much, Homer. So, first up, Jack says, NFL, ? Kate, what's the scoop? Well, the scoop is there's a court-ordered mediation that's starting, and there might actually be some good news that comes out of it. They're talking. They're talking. It is in a courtroom in Minneapolis. There is a judge that is mediating. But the last time they even got together, meaning the owners and the players, that was back in March, the beginning of March. It's been over a month, and the talks didn't work out the last time around. We know what's at the heart of the matter here. It's the billionaires versus the millionaires. Players and owners are squabbling. How should we split up the $9 billion in revenue? How do we divvy this up? You know what? It's about ego. It's ego. It's ego. It's money. It's all of that. If this doesn't get resolved, there's not going to be a football season for 2011. Then they're really going to be battling over cash. The NFL had its first ever stoppage or strike, whatever, in 87. Replacement players. Anyone looking for a job? They're not doing replacement players. There's no way. The NFL, besides the fight over the money, the $9 billion, they're also fighting over the amount of games, 16 versus 18. 18's crazy. I mean, forget the preseason if you're going to do 18 games. I don't even know how they can do 18 games. If you've ever been on a professional football field and you see the speed of that game and how they hit each other, it's so dangerous already. And they know that. I mean, the wear and tear in their body, any of those linemen, I mean, any position, even except for the kicker. If I was playing professional football and I had a leg, I'd want to be a kicker. They can get hurt, but it's such a rare thing. And if you're halfway decent, you're always going to make a paycheck. You're going to be able to kick for who knows, maybe into your 40s. But anybody else on that field, the speed, the things that happen so quickly, what goes on with the concussions, everything from the turf toe to the serious injuries. Yeah, I don't think, as much as I love the NFL, and hey, as a fan, 18 games would be pretty cool. But I don't like it from the player's point of view. So let's see if they can work this out. Maybe they're going to get it done because they realize what happens, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I don't think they want to see that happen. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Paul. Paul says, hello, America, tonight. I don't know if you happened to see this or not. I was watching the local news. It was one of the final stories they did. I just caught little bits and pieces of it. They said something about a 3D porn film that opened up. What do you know about that? I only saw the story on it, too, because as you can imagine, I don't have a copy of the 3D porn flick, but it is the world's first, and it sold out in Hong Kong. I'm just not shocked by that. It's based, they say, on a piece of what's been called Chinese erotic literature, and it's called 3D Sex and Zen Extreme Ecstasy. It features, of course, what a porn movie feature. Graphic sex and sex scenes and, you know, whatever. They said at the movie theaters, it was pretty interesting because they saw older people, office worker types, students, and there were large lines in the outside the movie theaters to get in to see the 3D movie. I don't know. I mean, what would that be like in 3D? 3D sex and Zen. Everything's in 3D. Even dirty movies are in 3D. Coming soon to a theater near you. So there's the answer to that. Yes, I did see the story. It wasn't in the United States. And it is a Cantonese language movie. And it is the first one. Sometimes it's good to be the first. You know, 3D is where everything is headed. And I'm wondering, because I'm not a big fan of 3D. Do all of you like 3D? For the animation thing, I get it. I've gone with my nephew, and I understand the 3D there. It kind of makes sense. I'm trying to think of, I can't even think off the top of my head, the movies I've seen in 3D, some IMAX movies, and a couple of animated flicks I've seen, and that's okay. But I don't want to see some thriller movie, and I don't want to see that with 3D glasses on. I don't want something flying up at my face. I just want to be able to look at the screen. I don't want to. This is what the deal is. I don't want to work for it. If it's an animated thing, I'm going with kids. I get that. It's great. I don't want to go and have to be working for the movie. I want to just chill. I just want to watch the movie. I don't want to have to wear glasses to see what horrific thing is going to make me jump out of my seat. I don't want to do that. So I'm not their target audience. And probably all of you like it. You probably think it's pretty cool, and you're all for the bigger high tech they make it. You know, everything's headed that way, even TV, 3D. Not me. I'm not always old school. I mean, I like a lot of the technology that we have, but I'm old school on the movie thing. I just want to go and watch. I don't want to do all the crazy things. I don't want to do it. I don't want to have the cheesy cheap glasses on my face that keep falling off to watch the movie. Don't want to do it. Got another one. Boy, the mail was interesting. The things that people were talking about. I think you're all tired of the budget nonsense. You're tired of it. You know, it's lousy deal and that's it. And what are you doing? You call your congressman, you complain, you see what happens with the Tea Party, you see what happens with the Republicans, and that's the scoop, right? So I got this one from Dale, who's listening to us in Florida. He says, I heard you mention something earlier about dinosaurs. It's funny that you say that. I heard something about dinosaurs, something new, a new factoid that's come out. The dinosaurs didn't sleep at night, that they were roamers. Have you heard that story? How crazy is that, that they were nocturnal? Yeah, there was something about it. You know, they're always coming up. They're always researching the stuff that they find, the remains and piecing together what they think these creatures were like. And a story did come out saying that the dinosaurs didn't catch their Z's when the sun was down, like a lot of animals do, that they stayed awake and they started to hunt at night, that they were looking for food. That's nice. Good luck trying to survive with the dinosaurs, right? So apparently that was the best time for one of the best times for them to go after birds and lizards and stuff. And it wasn't as stressful. How do they know if it was stressful or not? How do you come up with that kind of stuff? You know, there were 33 species of dinosaurs living in the Meso era. So that's about, what, 65 million years ago or so? What a fascinating job that would be. I bet they don't fall asleep on their job.